Got milk.
The story of Milk Records.
My name's Jen Clower. I'm a songwriter. I also help to run Milk Records in Melbourne.
Sometimes I feel like a toothless tiger, trying to keep up but falling behind ya.
The first musical moment where I thought rock and roll would be fun was Kiss. I was made for loving you, baby. It was big, you know, that was a big moment. I didn't get to go and see them play live because I was only 7 years old, but yeah. I would have been about 19 or 20 years old, and I was living in a share house in Sydney. I was going to NIDA at the time doing the acting course, and a friend of one of my housemates walked in with a guitar and just sang a song in the kitchen that he'd written, and I was like, oh my God, that is the coolest thing in the world. I want to be able to do that. So I went out, I think, that week and bought my first ever secondhand acoustic guitar and started teaching myself very slowly and painfully how to play a few chords.
Traveling north.
I used to cut class at NIDA and go and sit in the girls' change rooms and just play guitar, play songs, write songs. They were all pretty emo because I was, you know, young and full of emotions. And friends used to say they'd be walking up and down the hallway and hear this girl just like wailing away in the change rooms. Good acoustics as well in there. Good acoustics, so I could really hear myself having a wail. It started to be the thing that I got up every day and wanted to do. I think the thing I love about music, you get to be in control. You know, it's really up to you whether you write an album and get it together and get the right musicians on board. And it's a real kind of group project, and I love projects. I love making stuff happen.
Wait, sorry, let's do that again.
Got milk!
The story of Milk Records.
My name is Courtney Barnett, and I am a guitarist and a songwriter and singer. My brother and I used to listen to these mixtapes that our neighbour made us. We'd sit around and play them over and over and wear them out. They had stuff like Nirvana, Jimi Hendrix, Guns N' Roses, just classic rock. Because I'm left-handed, I just played everyone's guitar upside down, so still left-handed, but upside down. So I'm pretty good at that these days. I really loved school when I was a kid, and I loved English class and reading books and writing stories and writing poetry and stuff. And so when I got the guitar and learn a couple of chords, I just started combining the two after not long. I kept going, got some lessons, and was always trying to start bands and stuff, but no one was like majorly interested. I just did whatever I could. Like, I joined the school, like the jazz band, and I played guitar for the singers at school because I didn't sing in front of anyone at that point. I was too nervous, so I was just the kind of accompanying guitar player. I admit that I was a little skeptical at first, a little pesticide can't hurt. I mean, it took me ages to get over my nerves. I don't think I'm even over nerves still. I still get nervous all the time. Got used to it the more I did it and learned how to turn that nervous energy into performance energy, yeah, excitement. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. I don't know if I ever looked at it as a career. It was more just, I want to do this all the time. How can I make it sustainable, you know, so I don't have to work too many other jobs. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. I really appreciate when people come up after gigs, or even like send letters or emails or whatever, just saying how or what their connection is to the stories or the lyrics that I sing about. I really like that because it makes it like a whole kind of full circle. And I realized once I kind of release songs that they're not like my own little secret anymore. They just kind of belong to everyone. Whoever listens to them is gonna interpret them in whatever way makes sense to them. So it's kind of nice to hear the full circle. When things started happening more and getting a bit more kind of attention and we started touring overseas, I think because I was there in the moment, you know, I don't really see it the same way as other people do. Everyone's like, how did it feel and what happened? But I was just kind of just sitting there like trying to write songs or you know, just kind of getting on with everyday life, and stuff was really exciting. It was pretty overwhelming at times. I mean, it still is, but I don't know, it's just I just kind of see it as part of this big adventure of life.
Story of Milk Records.
Double J.
I had this joke, like, record labels milk you for everything you're worth. And then there's that Nirvana song, Milk It. Maybe I was even drinking milk at the time of drawing it. I don't know.
Milk was Courtney Barnett's idea. I mean, she started the label. She released her first EP without, I think, any kind of, well, absolutely no idea that, you know, in about a year or two she'd be touring all over the world and nominated for a Grammy and all of the other crazy stuff that's happened since she put out that first EP.
We recorded it at a friend's house, and then my grandma loaned me some money to press it onto CD, and I'd been playing around a lot, but I still didn't really know many people in the industry, and I was kind of too shy to, like, wheel and deal. So yeah, I just kind of drew this little, you know, logo on the back of my CD, hoping that that would make it look more professional. And then, yeah, a real record label kind of grew around it. And I took a small business course and just set up this really basic website and web store and started selling it, not to not many people, but that small amount of people kind of grew over time, and I had so many friends that were making music, so we just kind of banded together. Oh, lover, I
don't know what to believe. Right at the beginning, I watched that lovely care and attention to detail, and I guess that real community way of putting something out into the world.
Well, Milk Records isn't, it's not the most traditional label, and I never really wanted it to be, and hopefully it never will become one. But when we put out Jen's album, Jen Chloe, she kind of got a lot more on board, and she's a lot more business savvy than I am. So she kind of got everything going a lot stronger and a lot more organised. And so, yeah, and I'm away touring a lot. She keeps everything ticking along.
It's interesting, the idea of running a label with your, you know, Courtney's in my band, she's also my life partner. But the great thing is a lot of the really fantastic labels that we look up to, like Chapter Music, is a couple, Ben and Guy, Mistletone, Sophie and Ash. So there's actually a lot of people that are, you know, in couples and also run record labels together. And I think that is, in a way, it's a great thing because it's a shared passion.
just the kind of freedom of making your art the way that you want to and then releasing it into the world the way you want to and kind of staying as true to that as you can. Yeah, I don't know, it's been a good journey kind of figuring out, making mistakes on the way.
You know, it's a great platform for both of us and everyone on the label to exercise their imagination. It's not a typical record label. What Milk Records has really shown me and what we've really built over the years that it's been running now is a sense, you know, a community of artists, a community of fans, just so much bigger than I think, you know, one artist or one person's success.
We push ourselves and try different projects and things that might not work, but, you know, in the process we're kind of challenging ourselves a little bit artistically, and that's kind of the fun of it. There's no formula for success, and if we had that, that would be so boring and I would quit straight away. When all you got is an inkling,
I think I've got an inkling. Got Milk! The story of Milk Records.